Welcome back to the OTR podcast. I'm Alexa DeFrancesco.
And I'm Katie Bell. This semester, we're doing things a bit differently for our podcast.
We're going to focus on some of the big questions students have about their experiences here at TMU.
So this means unaffordable housing, tuition woes, what it means to hook up in 2024.
Or anything you want us to talk about, really. So to get involved in the conversation, email us at ontherecordnews@torontomu.ca.
But today's big question is, do you ever suffer from imposter syndrome?
Imposter syndrome. So feeling like people think I'm a fraud?
Yeah, and thinking that people have an exaggerated view of your abilities, so you downplay your achievements. That's how psychologists Pauline Rose Clance and Susan Imes described it in their 1978 research paper where they coined the term.
I wonder if they felt imposter syndrome.
They probably did. According to the Harvard Business Review, one-third of young people experience imposter syndrome, and the other 70% of us will experience it at some point in our lives.
And it doesn't affect us all equally either. According to the Survey Center on American Life, young women are more likely than their colleagues to feel like they're not good at their job.
I feel like I'm getting the hang of this podcasting thing.
I think you are too. But sadly, this is a trend that might continue throughout women's careers. A KPMG study last year found that 75% of women executives experienced imposter syndrome in the workplace.
And other parts of your identity can make you feel more likely to feel imposter syndrome too. Someone who researches this is Dina Bravada. Her study focused on students, and she found that imposter syndrome was more prevalent in ethnic minorities.
I think in a lot of circumstances, it has to do with the fact that many of the folks who were studied were minority students. And so these are folks who, you know, often were characterized as having inadequate financial aid. Many were the first in their families to be in a degree granting program. They may be the first person to graduate from university in their families. And in other cases, they were actually both students and working. So I think that there were a lot of things going on for them that may not have been the case for their white, peers.
So if a lack of resources can make us more likely to have imposter syndrome, can having access to resources help imposter syndrome go away?
It's not so much resources, but learning how to reframe your mind. At least that's what psychotherapist Eric Michalik said.
When you're worried about something, what reframing it means is you change a little bit of the wording of your perception, and it can have a gigantic impact on how the cognition actually impacts your physiology. So I'll give you an example. So for me, when I get nervous, worried, or anxious about something, a common reframe that I use or shift my thinking to is when I'm worried about something, it means I care about it. It still feels worrisome. It's still uncomfortable to deal with. But wow, does me thinking I care about something shift the way I look at how I'm behaving? So if I'm just worried that, oh no, that client is going to think I'm not a good therapist, I start feeling incompetent. I start feeling nervous. I start feeling like they think that I'm not good enough. But if I shift or I reframe my perception of I just care a lot, all of a sudden, I'm like, you know what? This person's kind of lucky to be working with me, or that says a lot about me. I would want to work with a therapist who cares about me.
So that's where the saying all in my head comes from.
Yeah, maybe. But for TMU students who want external help, there's help available. The Yeats School of Graduate and Postdoctoral Studies and the Graduate Leadership Institute host Learn to Read workshops, which teach you how to be confident in public. This one past March even focused on imposter syndrome.
And if you're an undergrad, there's a TMU leadership program, which hosts similar sessions. On campus, there's also the Center for Student Development and Counseling. That's a team of psychologists, social workers, psychotherapists, and counseling interns that offer you free, confidential counseling. We care about you, TMU.
Just how many of our students have imposter syndrome anyways?
Good question. We wanted to hear what you thought, so we set up a poll right outside our newsroom. The results are in, and 88% of you have experienced imposter syndrome. Only 0.6% of you responded no. Pretty overwhelming numbers there.
Wow, yeah. So that's what our poll said, and almost 50 of you voted, by the way. We also sent our reporters to find out what you think about imposter syndrome as a TMU student. Here's what you said.
I feel like there was a couple instances where I felt imposter syndrome, but one of my most earliest and still to this day standing out moments would have been first got accepted into creative industries. Now I'm in my final year, but I remember in my first year how everyone around me was experienced, everyone around me knew what was going on. Everyone around me had some form of creative experience, and I felt really out of place. It didn't help that the program was predominantly white and I was a visible minority. I'm a hijabi, I'm South Asian, I'm Muslim. And I just felt like the cultural differences and our different cultural experiences really did make an impact in the way that we kind of perceived media, the way we perceived creativity, and the way that we continued learning.
I think I experienced imposter syndrome pretty heavily when I did my first 9-to-5 corporate job as a co-op student. I was working at TED and I completely just like felt like I had never prepared for this, that I wasn't cut out for the job. I also didn't really think that I deserved the job because I had gotten it over some of my friends and I just didn't feel like I was the right choice for it. I felt like I was a fraud.
In my first year, it was pretty rough. Also with COVID being a thing and me being isolated a lot from people, it was even worse because I wasn't with like-minded individuals around me. And so I couldn't relate to anybody about the imposter syndrome that I was experiencing. I mean, university and academic institutions, they attract very intelligent people and they attract people that have been doing things all their life and they did this and they got this scholarship and they did this. And while I could relate to that, I felt like I didn't belong because I wasn't doing as much as them, which led me to overcompensate and burn myself out. So that is a result of imposter syndrome. I coped with it by joining student groups, which that as well as talking to people about it and talking openly about it is important as well.
I felt imposter syndrome, especially being a woman in tech. I am in the co-op program. And so whenever I was going against, for example, group interviews or even just people around my workplace, I find myself being undermined just because I'm a woman. And I feel like I find myself being an imposter, even though I know a lot of the same things that my coworkers do or a lot of the same things that my peers do, even in the classroom. But I'm a little bit taken for granted. But I find that how to cope with that is just knowing that I have my own worth and I have my own standards in what I can achieve and what I want to achieve, but also just the different student groups and also the different empowerment groups like within TRSM or within TMU, especially Women in Tech or ITMSA. I really got to find myself a place as a woman in tech and really know that I am worth in this classroom.
Well, I grew up with learning disabilities that were left undiagnosed for a really long time, but now I'm at university. So obviously before getting diagnosed, I was a below average student. But once I got that support in place, I was able to actually like develop the skills that I needed for university. But unfortunately, sometimes your brain doesn't always make that same transition. Someone with a developmental disability, you have to work 10 times harder to get the skills that you need to go to university or get good grades. So having your brain to kind of come over that and being able to breathe in terms of being able to understand that you're at the goal that you have always really been wanting to meet or haven't met in previous years. So trying to kind of overcome that is really hard in the sense that you have to be like, you're at the level you're always supposed to be at. You don't have to push yourself beyond the point of burnout or even just trying to go from day to day, like taking breaks, being able to adjust your mindset so you're not pushing yourself to, you know, obviously burnout. And that's one of the big things with imposter syndrome is that you're constantly burning yourself out. So keeping those boundaries in place is something that I've really had to learn.
So there you have it. Thanks for stepping up to the mic, TMU. We appreciate you going on the record. Next week, we're talking about safety on campus. So our poll on a big poster outside the OTR newsroom will be asking you how safe you feel on campus.
And remember, if you have a big question for us, email us at ontherecordnews.ca. I'm Katie Bell. Special thanks to Almost Barely for our theme music, Letting Go.
And I'm Alexa DeFrancesco. We'll talk to you next week.